Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We're exploring everything. It's the fun part of the offseason where you got to be a little careful not to, you know, go too far one way or the other. We're still, you know, with all the new guys and some of the pieces that we've added and then that type of stuff, you know, you got to build your foundation just like every other year and make sure your core stuff is your core stuff. And, you know, those guys can execute that stuff in their sleep and then, you know, continue just to expand and add your wrinkles, add, subtract. And that's the fun part about it. It's like figure out what you think was good for you, figure out the stuff that you could do away with, and that way your volume stays manageable.
You said it a few times now that, you know, the continuity here is very comfortable for him to leave to you, and you know what works for him. But how much do you think you're gonna stray from what Dable's foundation was? Like how many tweaks do you think you're gonna have for this?
Yeah, I mean, everybody, whenever you come in, you always have your spin on things and your way of doing things. So, you know, are there going to be some different things? Probably. Are there going to be a lot of stuff that's the same? Probably. You know, just you never really know kind of how a season's going to unfold until the first couple weeks. You know, I mean, it's like, you know, until then, you just don't have a full grasp of, like, those new pieces, that the personnel that you've got. Like, what do you do, you know, extremely well when the bullets start flying and everything like that, you know? So you have a vision, but what I think the most successful coaches do is, yeah, they have that vision, but they're able to adjust and do some different things kind of as the season unfolds and declares, you know, just through whether it's, you know, guys that are up or down or guys that, you know, are new to us that you say, oh, well, that guy does that pretty good, so we might be a little bit more over here. Or, you know, the line does this really well, so we're going to be a little bit over there. But you tend not to really find that stuff out completely until it's live game action.
So how much of that, Coach, how do you morph and kind of change the vision, that your initial vision, as you stated, as you get more and more time on the field with this, with the new pieces in particular? Is it just a weekly thing that you review and then make changes for the following week? Is it ever unfold? I mean, it's ever unfolding.
Yeah.
How does it morph and change?
Yeah, no doubt. I think the best coaches are the ones who are constantly evaluating what they're doing. You know, what's good, what's you know, what doesn't fit you. Doesn't mean it's bad stuff. It just means it doesn't fit your personnel that year. And we all know with free agency and draft and everything, you know, those things could come back next year or 2 years from now or whatever. So, or as the season goes, you know. So I think you're constantly evaluating kind of your not really philosophy, but kind of what you're doing and how you're doing it, and always looking for better ways to improve, you know, improve the team and improve what you're doing and how you're doing it.
How would you call your relationship with the fact that you have worked with Josh? He actually recommended you.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted you. How beneficial is that, and knowing what this offense is somewhat capable of, knowing the pieces?
it doesn't hurt, you know. It's it definitely helps to have a good idea of Josh and then all the personnel, and that's where it's been nice being down on the field too on game days, getting a feel for Steph and Gabe and Mitch and Dawson and you know, all these guys, you know, and kind of how guys react to certain situations. You know, that's been really helpful to me throughout this whole thing, is just that communication back and forth that would happen on the sidelines amongst, the players that then would get relayed to Dave's upstairs, you know. So I think all that has been very helpful for me. And obviously, you know, my relationship with Josh I feel like a good feel for him on kind of how he reacts to things and the things he likes, the things he doesn't like, you know, and I think all that's really important.
Is it fair to say you're not going to reinvent the wheel, though? I mean, knowing what this offense has done over the past, you know, couple of years with Josh, you know, once he got to that level of him leading this past.
Well, I mean, we've got a core of what our philosophy is, and that's worked for us, and. But at the same time, you've got to be able to evolve in this game. You've got to be able to, do some different things to keep defenses off balance and force them to react to you and not you reacting to them.
What is your style of play calling, and what have you learned under Coach Dave? Would that make you a better offensive coordinator?
Yeah, I mean, I think my style is kind of similar to Dave's philosophy. Is like, what do we have to do to win the game? You know what I mean? And that's what it comes down to, whether it's one more point, three more points, seven, four, whatever it is. Like, you know, the philosophy comes down to, like, what do we have to do to win the game, whether it's run, whether it's pass, whether it's, you know, a field position game, whether it's a, you know, outscore them game. You know what I mean? Like, all that matters is trying to figure out ways to score at least one more point than your opponent, and that's what we're going to do, you know. All the other stuff is stuff that just kind of comes up naturally throughout the course of calling a game and the flow of the game.
What was that few days like for you when Ryan gets named head coach? You have to go through the process, the interview. Mm-hmm.
No, I mean, it's something you look forward to as a coach. You know, you welcome that opportunity because it's something that I was hoping for and really kind of wanting to achieve. That's the one thing I've always kind of wanted to be, is the play caller and the guy kind of putting things together. And I just love, you know, I love ball. I love, you know, coaching football. I love the game planning, coaching guys and being out on the field and putting a plan together and all that stuff. So, like, I love what I do, and I feel like this has, you know, been a great blessing for me to be able to be up here and now have this opportunity to lead the offense.
What's the transition been like not spending all of your time with Josh and knowing you have to kind of distribute your time on the field during practices to do the entire offense?
Honestly, there's sometimes it's like, you know, it's like that Talladega Nights where I don't know what to do with my hands, you know? So, like, sometimes you're just like, what am I supposed to do right now? More so, like, individual out in the field. It's like you kind of end up walking in a circle, you know, a lot of times you end up kind of gravitating back towards the quarterbacks a little bit. But, you know, I've definitely tried to make a concerted effort this year to be in each room. I think that's important because, you know, guys, they know me, but they don't, like, know me. You know what I mean? I don't think they kind of understand, like, what makes me tick sometimes, you know, my pet peeves or my, you know, or you know, my competitiveness or whatever it is. I think a lot of those guys get that because I've been down the field with them. But, you know, I think it's important to be in every room and be a part of each position group and kind of what they're doing and what they're teaching, and to show that, you know, I'm on the same page as all these guys who we've brought in and who are great coaches who are coaching them. No, obviously, I think it's very beneficial. I think it's a great, you know, opportunity to just kind of hit the ground running, you know, because there's not that feel out period of, like, trying to figure out, hey, you know, how does he see this, or versus how do I see it? You know, I talk with the quarterbacks a lot of, you know, the philosophy of or the intent of the play. You know, so when you're calling something, I think it's so important that the quarterback has to know why you're calling it. What's the intent of the reason why you're calling it? Is it a shot play? Is it a, you know, more of a completion type play? You know, and building that trust level of, you know, them understanding that so they can make a good decision based off that situation in the game, you know? So I think there's that constant communication. There's that constant kind of feeling out process back and forth. But I feel like we got a great head start because, you know, we spent so much time together and gone through and had these conversations, you know, in the past.
Mm-hmm. Ken, can you talk a little bit about your relationship with Joe Brady, the early impressions of that relationship and him coming with some offensive coordinator experience?
No, yeah, I think it's been great. Not only Joe, but all those guys like, you know, Cromer and, you know, Joe especially, obviously, as the main additions to position coaches. I thought it was, you know, extremely important to have guys with great experience, you know, and the different things that they bring to the table from an experience standpoint. And the exciting thing is not necessarily within this system, you know, from other systems. So now you can kind of pull some ideas from some other systems and say, how does it fit and blend with yours, you know, from a X and O standpoint or a philosophical standpoint. So, you know, it's great to have guys who have been in this position, who understand kind of, you know, the need to adjust that, or the need to just say, hey, no, that we're going to do it this way, you know, and they respect that. And I think that's important. So they've been great. Joe's been awesome, you know, in terms of fitting in well in the quarterback room and just hungry to learn kind of the way we do things while putting his own spin on it, which I think is important so he could take ownership of that room.
Mm-hmm. With volume, not, you know, compromising execution with the volume of stuff that you might have.
I think that's a constant battle every offense face, you know what I mean? And the nice thing about it is for us is we've got a lot of different ways of doing it with, you know, whether it's personnel packages, formations, you know, or you know, splits or route adjustments. So, you know, we've got a lot of different ways to kind of do our core stuff. And you know, that's the exciting part about it because we've got things that I think the guys believe in that when you call, they have, you know, no matter what the situation is, they have the utmost confidence in executing it. Yeah, I think, you know, it's always a balance of a lot of times you get asked, well, how many plays do you have on your call sheet? Well, you know, it varies, you know what I mean? So is there that exact number that you have? No, but I think the more you do this, the more you kind of have a feel for what's the right amount, what's, you know, what's getting to be too much.
I know it's been 2 decades, I apologize, but when you go back to your Miami days, you had so much talent on offense. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's definitely something that kind of, you know, everybody builds from their experiences, you know, and everybody kind of evolves as a coach from past experiences and whether good, bad, or indifferent, you know. So obviously I think that's helped me in terms of being able to figure, understand that, hey, you know, when you've got great playmakers and you've got great, you know, great talent, you know, it's just, hey, how do we get them in space? You know, what are the best ways to get them the ball? You know, at times, don't overcomplicate that. Let those guys, you know, be who they are and do what they do, you know, and I think that's all part of that.
You've got multiple guys on your staff. They call you to me to talk about Jeff,
No doubt.
How do you kind of figure out yours?
At the end of the day, you just got to do it. You know what I mean? That's what it comes down to. You know, can I put a finger on right now, like, hey, this is exactly what I'm going to be? No. You know what I mean? It's like you've got to go out and you got to do it, and you got to be able to, you know, just kind of get in a rhythm of calling plays, you know, on your own. And when things are going well, it's easy. But when, you know, it's those – it's those highs and lows in the course of a game and everything where you just kind of stay steady and figure it out, you know. And it's a lot of practice and trial by error and kind of doing it by yourself in your office and all that stuff, you know. I mean, to try to be as prepared as possible for week one. No, yeah, I mean, you kind of go through it, and you just kind of call it, you know, and give yourself different situations and things like that, and just, you know, practice kind of calling it so it becomes as close to, you know, the real thing in at least your mind as possible.
Some coaches will even practice the national anthem.
Mm-hmm.
In the locker room, we're going to go out there, this is how we're going to stand.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah.
Preseason games, but
one you do it in practice. You know, you have periods that it might be unscripted in practice, and you're just calling plays. You know, and I think Sean does a great job giving me those opportunities in the course of practice, whether it's, you know, a walkthrough kind of tempo or not. You know what I mean? So we've talked about that of having some periods like that, you know, throughout. So, you know, having those experiences of being able to call it in practice and those types of things. Obviously, preseason games are great opportunities to kind of get a feel there a little bit too on a smaller scale. And then, you know, just going through a game, buzzing through a game and just calling it like you're, you know, off the film, you know, and just getting the random down distances that way. So, you know, you try to just find different ways to be creative with it, you know, whether it's somebody else just giving you down and distances as you're, you know, installing stuff in a walkthrough, you know, and as a call-up period. So, you know, there's a lot of different ways you could try to do it, you know, that we're trying to find just kind of continue to grow in that aspect. You know, I think that at the end of the day, you know, we're just going to, again, it kind of goes back to doing whatever we have to do to win. You know what I mean? So I think obviously, you know, you want to be able to maximize every tool in your tool belt. You know, so when people ask, like, well, what are the things you're working on this offseason? What are the specific things? Well, the view I take it of, okay, if you're focusing on this one little thing here, you're forgetting about all these things over here. You know what I mean? So we're trying to focus on us as an offense right now and developing us as an offense right now, whether it's a run game, whether it's the pass game, you know, and continue to grow like that. And I think, you know, having Coach Cromer here has been great in terms of, yeah, the run game, but also, you know, pass blocking and play actions and all the stuff that goes along with that.
Spend all the time on the sidelines as a player. How much experience have you thought about being up front, up top,
mm-hmm.
calling the play? If that's indeed where you're going to be, you've spent a ton of time on the field.
Yeah.
Not so much maybe you did earlier in your career up in the booth. I don't know. But tell us about that. You know, that's going to be an adjustment.
No, yeah, and you know, right now, not sure kind of how that's going to look. You know, in terms of whether it's up in the box or on the field. To be honest with you, I think we're gonna try both and see what's most comfortable with and roll with that. You know, so as of right now, I think all I'm doing right now is just trying to figure out, you know, tomorrow and the best way to proceed with, you know, the installs and the development and the continued growth of this offense. And then, you know, once we get into those preseason games, really kind of buckle those types of things down, you know, in terms of whether it's box or down the field.
We're going to break in real quick to Ken Dorsey. We'll get right back to it. First, let's call for a legal ID here on WGR Sports Radio 550.
Sports Radio 550 WGR Buffalo and WKSE HD2 Niagara Falls Buffalo, 98.5 FM.
An Odyssey station.
Here's more with Ken Dorsey.
I think at the end of the day, you just try to control what you can control, you know, and whether it's the draft and, you know, again, draft in the seventh round or whatever it is, you know, I mean, you just try to control what you control, you know, and I've always kind of taken the mindset for myself that nothing's really ever been given to me. I've had to you know, go out and just fight and scratch and claw to earn everything, you know, because I wasn't always obviously the most physically gifted quarterback or anything like that, but I had to work at it, you know, and put in time and, you know, kind of push guys and figure out, you know, buttons to push on teammates and things like that. So, you know, then obviously playing in the years that I played in the NFL was, you know, there were some good times, and then obviously, you know, we were on some rough teams. So, you know, that kind of inner desire, that inner flame or whatever, I think kind of gets a little bit stronger when you're used to kind of one thing and things don't really work out your way, you know. So I think that just kind of pushes you and drives you even more, and you know, and it really kind of motivates you. Yeah.
How does that help your rapport with Josh? He's a guy, I mean, okay, sure, he's a first round draft pick, but he's a guy who also hasn't been given a lot of things, and he's had to persevere. How did that maybe help your rapport in building your rapport with Josh?
Yeah, I think the thing that helps is obviously, you know, one, I think we're both extremely competitive, you know, and both have kind of a similar, you know, philosophy in terms of, you know, we both want to do whatever it takes to help our team win, you know, whatever role that is, whatever we have to do, you know, and I think that's the thing I love about Josh is, like, he's got that mentality of, you know, he wants to do whatever he can to for this team to be successful.
Mm-hmm. Level, now you're high, but you know him. Does his voice change with you, Rhett, in a way that it wasn't?
No, I mean, I think you'd be crazy as a coordinator not to have the input of your quarterback or the guys, you know, in on the offense. You know, now, is there going to be times where, you know, it's like, well, no, Josh, we're going to do it this way, but here's why. You know what I mean? So I think there's going to be a lot of that input back and forth with me and him, because he's got a great feel for the game and a great mind for the game.
How has that changed? You were there day one. Mm-hmm. You saw him when he didn't know what he was looking at.
Right.
How's that changed?
No, I think, you know, I don't think that his input's going to change a lot, because I think Dave's and I have similar, you know, mind frames in terms of that, you know, in terms of, I think it's important to get guys' input, and, you know, the more they play out there, the more they see, the quicker they're reacting, the quicker they're, you know, the more they understand the game, and I think that's where Josh is getting to. No, you know, I see what you're saying. So I think, yeah, so when he first started, obviously I caught him in year two, you know. So the first year, you know, you're just trying to figure things out, trying to learn the offense and go out and do it, you know. You know, I think the more he's gotten the grasp for the offense, you kind of see that over time. You know, he's really done a great job on spending time to learn the intricacies of it. And I think you see that, you know, throughout time. In year two, you know, he really kind of took a step, you know, in terms of learning the protections and learning the, you know, the overall philosophies of the why we're doing things. You know, then in year three, he kind of took that next step of, you know, the run game ownership and you know, and those types of things, you know, and just grasping the overall philosophy of, okay, you know, against in this concept, against this coverage, what are we kind of thinking versus this coverage, what are we kind of thinking? So that evolution of, you know, just the understanding of the offense, I think, has been extremely important for him and great. And again, I do think the more they play, those guys who have been in the league for 10, 12, 15 years, they know a lot of times pre-snap, based off the play, the coverage they're getting, a lot of times where the ball's going. So they're able to react a lot quicker instead of thinking, you know, and I think he started to really get to that point.
Ken, the one thing that Sean has really stressed for the past few years is maintaining the threat to run. What is that? How important is that to your philosophy, your vision?
Well, again, I think every game kind of evolves differently as the game goes on, you know. So I think the biggest thing is, yeah, you've always got to be able to, you know, have that threat of being able to run the football and be physical and all that. And I think that's something that the physicality aspect of we preach, not only the run game but in the pass game, you know, and of, you know, finishing runs and staying on schedule so that you have that threat so that you can constantly keep a defense off balance.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.